Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us. This is going to be a fun one. This is the one where, the way that we're going to describe it might date Dave and I a little bit, but we're going to talk about link bait product marketing. We love the word link bait, don't we, Dave?
Yes.
So
I don't care how old it is and if it's now content marketing.
Exactly. So what we wanted to talk about in this episode is exactly what it is. You know, and again, a lot of times people think of product as an actual physical product, like a phone or a mattress comes to mind because I sell mattresses online. We're not necessarily talking about that. The product could be a service. The product could be a movie, which, for example, not quite a movie, but the thing that got us talking about this episode more than anything was how, at least I was super trolled by the great country of Australia. And there was a series of trailers that came out that made it look like Crocodile Dundee was making a comeback. I don't know if you remember seeing these or not, Dave, but
son of Dundee.
Yes, the Son of Dundee. And they had what I felt were, you know, they were all Australian actors, but I thought, well, hey, that's pretty brilliant of them to do that. But I was, you know, looking at like Chris Hemsworth and Wolverine. I never remember Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
And I was looking at all these people that were in this movie, and I was like, oh, this is going to be incredible. Of course I knew it was going to be a dumb comedy, but I was like, I cannot wait to see this. And I was like getting so pumped for it, and I was like, yeah, you know, and turns out that it's just a big link bait for Australia tourism. And it's not even legit. It's not even a real movie. You know, I was telling you before we started recording how my wife was quite a bit smarter on this one with me. She went straight to IMDb and, you know, she wanted to look it up and it wasn't listed as a movie. It was more of like a short. So she was like wondering what was up. And then I remember, you know, there were some people on social media when I shared it, they're like, is this legit? I think you're getting trolled, mate. Like it's going to be, you know, see, I try to avoid Super Bowl spoilers. Thank you very much. I try to enjoy the commercials, you know, I try not to watch all of them before the Super Bowl comes out, people. But anyway, so it got us thinking, Dave, you know, got Dave and I thinking about just link bait product marketing in general. And now that I look back on it, even though I was trolled, like it was brilliant. It's something that I thought Australia did very well. I mean, you know, I'm sure that I'm not the only one that was trolled and all that, but
nope, someone sent it to me. They were like, dude, this is coming out. I'm like, what?
We gotta go watch it.
Yeah. Right.
So, well, you know, I don't know if there's any other, you know, specific examples that we want to talk about, but basically, I guess one of the best things to do would be to talk about how, at least from our perspective, or at least what we're thinking, what businesses can do to, you know, whether, you know, link bait on specific products or kind of jump on the bandwagon or what's trending. One of the things that I had thought of as well with this and I had sent you was quite recently, you know, KFC.
Oh, yeah.
KFC in Europe had run out of chicken or their supplier or whatever.
Actually, no. The UK is leaving Europe.
Oh, well. Okay.
Well, they're trying to.
Somewhere over there, they're running out of chicken, Dave.
Yes, they did. They did for a couple of days, I think. They think they changed contracts or distributed. I forget exactly what it said in their little apology.
So their link bait, little apology, we're going to share it with everyone on our blog post, but instead of KFC, it had FCK, you know, which...
Kind of an oops.
Kind of an oops, and basically was like, hey guys, this was an oops on our part, and we're sorry, and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? I think it went well for the area that it was going to. I don't know how well it would have gone over here in the States or, you know, other areas of the world. I'm not sure. But that was, in my opinion, you know, it's a product that they're trying to sell. It was link bait. They're trying to get it shared out. It was funny. People shared it. I shared it. We're here talking about it on the show. And so I don't know if you have any other examples of things that you wanted to talk about with this, Dave, but share some thoughts on it.
The two that I had originally, and then what really, yeah, the Australian thing is really kind of what I was like, now we can have a show. We have enough examples. they did this a couple, I know at least a year or so ago, and I'm looking at it right now. So it's still on the website. A certain auto parts, I'll let you figure out which one it is, but you can quote unquote go buy a flux capacitor for your car. And, you know, if you can get up to 88 miles an hour, you know, it does require a stainless steel body of an 81 to 83 DeLorean to properly function, you know, time travel at your own risk. And it's basically a product page. So they have this product page on their website, you know, kind of a hidden thing that you can find when you're looking for it. They sell auto parts. This is an auto part. It makes sense. Also, I'm sure if I was to go and look in some tools, it's gotten a bunch of links over the years. I don't even know how long it's been up. Sure. And it's just kind of one of those hidden little Easter egg things. And then the other, not so much of an Easter egg thing that I really tried to buy last year, was an actual product, not a, you know, imaginary one, was Adidas, because I did go to Oktoberfest last year in Munich. I really wanted these Adidas Originals Munich made in Germany Oktoberfest shoes. They were supposed to be beer proof. They look just like the traditional, as much as you could get a pair of Adidas to look like the traditional shoes you wear with your lederhosen and stuff. So I figured they'd be a lot comfier than traditional shoes. And based on everyone I know that had them, they were. But that was a real product and they sold out everywhere. Like I was on three different websites with email alerts. If they came into my size, I was going to buy it. You know, yeah, I could buy them on eBay, but I wasn't paying 500 US for a shoe that I think was like 150. I'm like, nope. Not paying that much. But that, it was a real product. Unlike, you know, the Son of Dundee and unlike the flux capacitor, it was a real product that you could buy. But at the same time, they combined multiple things and tied into and kind of got their product out there. And it sold out instantly. It was going to sell out probably anyway, especially with just the shoe people out there. But when you have that target audience for that event and everyone wants it, I mean, it's really going to sell out. But they also got tons of press out of it. Like every shoe site was just going crazy about it. Every beer company, every beer like blog was talking about it. All the travel, like they crossed so many different types of groups and people. All of them buy shoes, whether they buy Adidas or not, yeah. You know, but they all knew about that shoe.
You know, as you're talking about this, it made me, you know, it reminded me of one of the biggest, you know, people that just did this, and it crossed over into so many different products of what they have. And when I say it, you're going to be like, oh yeah, duh. But oh, Tesla, yeah. And SpaceX and, you know, what was recently done. I mean, just the fact that you could launch missiles and land them back, you know, synchronized without destroying them and that you can reuse them. You got to like go and show off and throw up the biggest payload in history and it be a car that your other company sells, you know? And so like that was amazing link bait and PR and everything that you want to do for Tesla, SpaceX, not to mention a third tier to it. You're trolling the Flat Earth Society.
Well, and his other company, way to go, Elon, whoever his marketing people are. But the Boring Company came out with the flamethrower.
Yeah.
Where people were buying.
And then they got in trouble for calling it that. So then they called it the non-flamethrower company. I mean, what amazing.
I was just going to say, they're the Boring Company, and they got, I don't know how many people to buy $500 flamethrower. I can't talk today. Flamethrowers. And whether it's real or not, I imagine it's going to be real. I saw a demo thing, so in theory. But yeah, like just crazy over the top stuff. And like, I know some companies do it to an extent, especially like, you know, there was a battle for a couple of years, and I think it's kind of died down between two different beer companies about who could create the most over the top, highest alcohol beer. And they each got so much press out of it. Wendy's, you know, on Twitter these days gets tons of press and tons of awareness. At least, you know, if you're in any of the social media groups that I'm in, it's always mentioned every time Wendy's trolls McDonald's about stuff. Those types of things. And it's trolls. To me, that's all kind of product marketing, you know, without using your product or without selling it. So it's all link bait. It's all content marketing. It's all whatever you want to call it, but it's just another way to think outside the box. You can throw stuff at me for saying that. But.
So we've talked quite a bit about, you know, some of these bigger companies, Wendy's, Tesla, SpaceX, Australia. What kind of suggestions would you have for, you know, the smaller, you know, they don't have to necessarily be your mom and pop client, but the smaller, you know, non-Tesla / SpaceX budget type clients, you know, what kind of
another example, and I think I saved the link, I have to find it. There was another example of a cake company that is known for being quite entertaining on Facebook. And they created a cake, and everyone thought it looked like a sexual thing. So, I remember if you did look at it, it did not look like they had hoped. And so they were trying to sell this cake for like, I think, $50 or $75 or something. And they're like, they didn't sell it, but dear Lord, the amount of publicity they got and retweet, like all the shares and stuff they got out of it, they probably would have made $10 had they sold the cake, maybe 15. I don't know what the margins are on cakes. I'm not a bakery, but well, even if they were to make 50% of, you know, $25, the amount that they got of new followers and new people like going, oh my God, I'm going to order a cake from you just because of that. Like I saw at least in some of the comments, like tons of people saying that just because I love your sense of humor. This was awesome. You guys have responded to, you know, not the flack, but the, this whole thing so well, you guys are so awesome. I want to order my birthday cake from you. So that one cake that they didn't actually sell, and then the next day it melted and it looked even worse. So then they got another round of like social media just craziness going on Facebook for them. And that's how I found it. Like I didn't find it from people talking about it the first time. I found it because people were talking about it the second time. And then I go back and I'm like, what is going on? And I look and then I see the original story and then I see what's happening now. I'm like, I don't live near where that company is, but they are pretty awesome, I have to say.
By the way, everything that we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to put on the blog thanks to Dave and his thoughtfulness in making sure that these blog posts are complete for you. Just wanted to throw that out there.
I know, I'm trying to think of the cake thing now. There it was. It was a geode cake that went awry.
Oh, man. Well, here's another thought for you, Dave. What would you say to maybe those that end up getting, you know, like that one was something that went awry, but like another example that I thought of while you were talking about this, you know, maybe some of these companies are getting the bad press for reasons that they didn't want or didn't expect to happen, or just because, you know, generally us people have dirty minds or whatnot, you know, do they run with that or do they try to deflect it? Because the example that I'm thinking of, and I'll share this with you so we could also put it on the post for everyone. But, there were some pool toys that were, there were some Star Wars pool toys.
Yeah.
And there were those torpedoes, you know, that you throw the torpedoes under the water and stuff. But of course, think about a torpedo with a Darth Vader looking head and what that could look like. And so they got a lot of mentions on social media, but probably for not the reasons that they wanted to. But again, that's all, you know, I don't know, you know, if that's necessarily, you know, fits under link bait. You know, I don't necessarily think that they were trying to get that, but what do you,
I think it depends on, you know, your brand, and where you stand on such things and what your goals are. Like if you're a very religious group, probably want to try to shut that down as quickly as possible. You know, if you're a sex toy company, good job on your product, you know, creation. You're joining into that conversation in a hurry. If you're a local company that sells it, you know, I think it goes back to your brand and where you sit on things. You know, do you have fun with it, or is it, you know, maybe that's just a third rail for you and your brand, and you don't want to be, you know, if it was to happen to you, you're not going to fight it, but you don't want to embrace it. I think you have to walk that line depending on what your brand is and what your morals and, you know, what you're all about and just how you typically act on social media or just, you know, in person even. You know, is that something that you're really fun about?
Yeah.
What do you think?
You know, yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. One of the things that I was thinking about with all of this, no matter what, is if you could figure out a way to get, and again, this is going back to my, you know, question or thoughts on, you know, how does a smaller business that has a smaller budget do this? The point here, I think what we're getting at is in any way that you could get people to engage with the brand, to have fun with the brand, to be a part of the community, to help build up that community, you know, have something that's shared. You know, even if it's something as simple as, you know, a meme contest or, you know, you like one of the things that I see, like one of our local, you know, our local barbecue joint does is they'll put out a picture of someone in front of a plate of their barbecue. And it's a funny looking picture or whatever. And they'll say, you know, caption this. And so, you know, the link bait there obviously is, you know, the person, they'll do say something like the person that wins this caption contest comes in and gets some free barbecue or whatnot. And so there is that link bait, but then they're also having people create all that content for them. And that's something that's simple. They're not having to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to do something like that. And so that's my point here in this, like, especially for a lot of the people that are listening to us, how can they get involved and what are some of the things that they can do? You know, and that's where I'm going with this. Like, however you can get yourself involved with the community of people, you know, whether it be on Twitter, whether it be on Facebook within groups, whether it be on your Instagram feed, you know, figure out some way to get them involved in talking about you, sharing your product. You know, even if you're having a giveaway, a $10 meal, you know, if you get 1,000 interactions from it, I'll give a $10 meal away every day to have that kind of interaction. You know what I mean, Dave? So those are just some of my final thoughts.
The one theme that when you look at every example that we thought of, and, you know, especially when we only had three or four to start with, and we just keep thinking of more as you walk through, is they always tie two things together. So think of whatever your service or your products are and think about a different group that would make sense to go along with it. I saw a talk the other day where Larry Kim was talking about like 7 PPC hacks. And one of those was, you know, you look at different audiences. And for him, it was, you know, they were trying to sell some PPC tool and they looked at Game of Thrones. And so they combined all of the ad copy and all of the messaging to talk to a Game of Thrones fan. You know, the Adidas combined their shoes with Oktoberfest. Australia combined their idea of selling, you know, tourism with a movie. You know, every one of these kind of combines two different things. Sometimes they didn't mean to, but they do. And so think about your products and your services and other groups that might be interested. I think that's kind of how you you get that.
Well, and well, I like that you brought that and you tied that together because, you know, I had one more final thought, I guess, before I'll end this, but think about like some of the motion pictures that you're starting to see advertise. A lot of them are starting to tie it in with brands. Like I saw one the other day, I can't remember the movie, but it was a BMW commercial because I guess there's BMWs in the movie. And so I'm starting to see a lot more of that. I even saw one, and I'll talk about, you know, my competitors, but Purple Mattress was in that movie Coco somehow. And, you know, I'm starting to see a lot more of those tie-ins. And so it goes to what you're saying. Figure out
ways to make those tie-ins happen. The first time he saw the bananas and the little minions on it, he was like, Mimi's. Like, yeah, 2 years ago. I was like, yeah, the Mimi's eat bananas. You want one? Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. Let's get some bananas today. So, I mean, they just tied two things together.
Yep.
So
there you go. Yep,
that's it.
Go. Awesome. Well, hopefully we gave some people some good ideas on this whole link bait thing. And for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Silva with Avalanche Media. Thanks for joining us on this podcast. And we will see you on the next one, guys. Bye.